Effectiveness of arbuscular mycorrhizal fungi inoculated on Cannavalia ensiformis L. and calcaric histosyl soils. Authors: Jaime Enrique Simo Gonzalez, Ramon Rivera Espinosa, Luis Alberto Ruiz Martinez, G.C. Diaz-Roche, Michael Ruiz, Sanchez. Abstract Introduction. In recent years, significant results have been obtained in Cuba in the joint management of efficient strains of arbuscular mycorrhizal fungi, AMF, and Cannavalia ensiformis L, in different types of soils. However, there are no reports about the effectiveness of strains of AMF in calcaric histosyl soils, which are highly represented in the central and eastern areas of the country. Objective. The objective of this research was to compare the effectiveness of four AMF strains inoculated in C. ensiformis seeds and in calcaric histosyl soils. Materials and methods. Plants through seed coatings inoculated and a non-inoculated control were evaluated. C. ensiformis L. was used as plant host in a complete randomized design with four repetitions per treatment during two consecutive years. 60 days after C. ensiformis seeding, the biomass production, N, P and K contents, percentage of total mycorrhizal colonization, and the reproduction of mycorrhizal spores were evaluated. Results. For all variables, there was a positive and differentiated response between the different strains, and the highest values, page 0.05. were obtained with the inoculation of Rhizoglamis intraeruticus incum 11. The high amounts of spores produced by the inoculation with R. intraeruticus incum 11 were indicative of to the possibilities of using Jacobean as a way to introduce efficient strains in this edaphic condition. Conclusion. The results obtained allow to include calcaric histosyl soils, with pH 7.5. in the group of soils in which R. intraeruticus incum 11 behaves as an efficient strain. Keywords: Symbios, green manures, seed inoculation, soil.